When I joined the Texas National Guard, I never thought I'd be saving lives.
It's more than money for college. It's built my character and given me a sense of accomplishment. The Guard opened the door for me. Now I'm on a career path, and I'm the leader of my team.
You've heard military ads like that, John. On television, they claim that enlisted men and women will have the opportunity to get valuable job skills while they're in the service, and then when they get out, they have a path to employment. Well, whether the dream is to be a doctor or a mechanic or really just to have a steady paycheck once you get out, the promise is that being in the service can help that economic dream come true. Well, in this economy, are those promises real? And what do real veterans face when they come home from war and they're trying to find work? That's the question we want to ask. And we're going to ask Dr. Casimiro Crockett. She has some ideas. She's the administrative director of Faith, Hope, Love Charities, a nonprofit that provides assistance for soldiers, vets, and their families. As they come home from war, she works with veterans who are looking for jobs in an economy with a 9.6% unemployment rate. And she joins us from Palm Beach, Florida. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you. We're also joined by Takeaway Work and personal finance contributor Beth Kobliner with some statistics and tips for military men and women. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
Well, Cassie, let me start with you. So many soldiers come home with war wounds, whether they're physical or emotional or mental, that make a return to everyday work impossible right away. But for everybody else, even those without apparent injuries, they can have a lot of problems finding work themselves. The same problem, not being able to get a job. What are you seeing in the vets that you help?
Well, I'll tell you, what we're seeing right now in Palm Beach County, we have a number of National Guards and reservists here. So therefore, the same services that are available if you're on a military installation or coming from a military installation is not the same services that are available in a regular community where you are really disconnected. So what we are finding is that they are not able to translate military skills. We have a Veterans Resource Center in Palm Beach County that we operate where veterans are able to come in and we're able to assist them in their resume, but that's not happening all over the place. So therefore, they're young. The younger they are, the less likely they are to be employed. Skill sets, they have valuable skill sets, but however, employers do not know how to make that work in their environment. And then, of course, it's a stigma also attached to our veterans that are coming back.
A stigma. And is, you know, I always thought that employers, especially those around military installations, wanted to hire vets when they came back as part of sort of their patriotic duty to give jobs to young fighting men and women. Is that not the case?
Well, I tell you what, it is not. It they want to, but then there's that feeling that okay, is this vet okay? Is he going to explode? Is he going to? You know, they hear so much about the PTSD and the outbursts and the anger, but no one is really out there educating employers. And that is another thing that we're trying to do. We were able to start a pilot program with KBR, B-E-N-K, out of Houston, Texas. And they came into Palm Beach County, and they actually implemented at our facility a program, what they call a quick train program for veterans. They realized the valuable experience and the skill sets that these veterans have. They took them through construction math, blueprint reading. It was a 45-hour course on OSHA, things of that nature. Now, those veterans are employed. They took them from training into employment. Now, we have veterans that are employed.
Those veterans are employed, Beth Kobliner. In a lot of ways, it sounds like returning men and women, fighting men and women, might be even worse off than the rest of the workers in the economy at 9.6%. What are you seeing?
That's right. Well, if you look last year for unemployment for post-9/11 vets, they actually are doing worse than the general population or the non-vets. If you the rate was 10.2% unemployment for post-9/11 vets versus 9% for non-veterans. But the real story is when you look at young veterans, 18 to 24-year-olds, they have seen last year unemployment at 21%, compared to 16% for non-veteran peers. So really, it's clear that the job prospects for veterans are certainly no better than non-vets, and for young, they're much worse.
That's what we call a significant difference. Now, do you have any data as to why? Cassie says that employers many times have a stigma in their minds attached to even able-bodied and you know, vets who come home without emotional or physical injuries.
Right.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because one study, the Society for Human Resource, found that, you know, every employer's 99% think it's great when you go to the military. They feel like it's very patriotic. They have a strong sense of responsibility. But half say that they think translating the military skills to a civilian job is difficult, or that even the culture, you know, the hierarchical military culture is something that's hard to translate into a workplace. You know, one guy I was talking to said he met somebody who is a sniper, and he's like, well, how am I going to get a job as a sniper in everyday life? And he didn't realize that, you know, with that job came skills, attention to detail, one would hope, you know, precision, maintenance, training, knowledge of physics and math. And so by getting people help to translate those skills into what actually can be in the civilian world, I think that goes a long way. And there are a lot of great websites actually out there that will put on the takeaway site that there's so much information. But I think, you know, vets just don't know where to go to get it.
And we will put those websites, courtesy of Beth Koblenner, on the takeaway.org. You know, it seems like there's a difficult irony here. Many people join the service primarily because it's a job and they can get a better job when they get out. But in this economy, it seems like many times the best thing to do for a job is to re-enlist and keep fighting. Well, Beth Koblenner, takeaway work and personal finance contributor, thanks for joining us. Dr. Cassie Crockett, administrative director of Faith, Hope, Love Charities, a nonprofit that works with returning vets. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So the issue of whether a sniper can be employed in the economy, that's kind of stuck in my head right now there, Todd.
Yeah, it really is. And whether or not you can go to an employer and say, well, I have attention to detail and discipline, so
that makes sense. That makes sense. But you wouldn't want a sniper as a mall security guard, probably not.
Probably not, although possibly
but
effective
it is
depending
interesting
on where the mall is.
A lot of people go to the military instead of going to college, right?
That's right.
So you're essentially coming out of a conflict zone, but as a fundamentally unskilled worker. So it does make sense that it would be a setback on some level economically.
Yeah, it could be. And in an economy where there's no place for those skills for the mechanic or for an airline mechanic because those businesses aren't expanding,
exactly,
it's almost impossible for those returning vets.
Well, want more of the takeaway? Head over to our site where you can check out blog posts from me and Celeste. She may have lost her voice this week, but she can still type with the best of them. Get our takes on the news. Plus, you can give us your take as well at thetakeaway.org/blog. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Todd Zwillikin for Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.